Oh. Now, when you think about this, what we have here is a ham butt problem. Does everybody know the ham butt problem? Woman's making a ham for a big family dinner. She goes to cut the butt off the ham and throw it away, and she looks at this piece of ham, and she's like, this is a perfectly good piece of ham. Why am I throwing this away? She thought, well, my mom always did this. So she calls up mom, and she says, mom, why'd you cut the butt off the ham when you're making a ham? She says, I don't know, my mom always did it. So they call grandma, and grandma says, my pan was too small. So it's not that we have good words and bad words. We have a pan that's too small. You know, that ham butt is delicious. There's no reason to throw it away. The bad words. See, when people think about a place and they don't find a place on the map, they think, this map sucks. When they find a nice spot or a bar and it's not in the guidebook, they're like, ooh, this place must be cool. It's not in the guidebook. When they find a word that's not in the dictionary, they think, this must be a bad word. Why? It's more likely to be a bad dictionary. Why are you blaming the ham for being too big for the pan? So, you can't get a smaller ham. The English language is as big as it is.